Presley with Martin Bester.
You know what time it is.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I am so happy to tell you that today we are doing something that I've been wanting to do for years and yonks and for the longest time, is support the donkeys in this country. If you travel, you go on your holidays and stuff, you often see them looking tired, often broken,
yeah.
overworked, neglected.
Yeah.
It's just sad. And it's not just in this country. I think if you travel as well, some countries still use them to, you know, just way beyond their capabilities, really. And it's just incredibly sad. And for the story this morning, I'm going to take you to a part of the country that I did not know existed there. If you think Blouberg, where do you think?
Stunt.
No, there's a Blouberg district. By another, as he cop. Om ons meer te vertel daarvan is Dr. Isabel Meyer vanoggend. Baie dankie dat jy ingekom het, waardeer het. Blouberg district. Waar is dit?
So Blouberg is reg op die noordwestelike deel van die Soutpansberge. So dis waar die Soutpansberge eindig.
In Limpopo.
In Limpopo, ja. Sure.
Wat is die naaste dorp?
Die laaste dorp aan waar ons werk is Bochum.
I've not heard that name.
So dit is,
I cannot believe I've lived here for so long and I've never heard of this.
So yeah, so it's northwest of Polokwane.
Right. Northwest of Polokwane. Yes. Wat het jy gesê was die plek se naam?
Bochum.
Bochum.
Bochum, it's a German.
Bochum, yeah. And it's the Blouberg district. It's very rural, right?
Yeah, no, very.
Bordering Botswana?
Almost. Yes, almost. Almost.
Ah,
that's deep northwest.
Okay.
That's deep northwest.
Yes.
And by very rural, you mean the villages there and the people, they live very simple lives.
Yes, I think there's a lot of agriculture. And then, of course, there are people working in town, and some of the people working in Gauteng, migrant workers.
And therefore, a lot of donkeys being used for transportation, and that's where you came in, and specifically the donkeys of Blouberg. What do you call yourselves, like an organization?
No. So we have a project running in Blouberg for the past 3 years or so.
Yeah.
And we established what we call the Baha Nanwa Donkey Friends. So Baha Nanwa is the name of the area in Sepedi. And the project that we've been running over the past 3 years is really to look at bringing basic animal health awareness and services to that area.
How bad does it get?
I think it depends on your perspective, whether it's bad or good. I think
the donkey's perspective. If you're the donkey, how bad does it get for you?
If I'm the donkey, I would want to have animal care services. I would want to have access. If I'm at the end of my life, I would want to be euthanized if that is what needs to happen. So it's really about access to services. So I think the animals are not, looking from the outside in, we keen to judge and have our opinions, but the donkeys are they're essential to households, they're in that context, and they're fulfilling a role. So I think in summer the donkeys are in a very good state. In winter, when the veld deteriorates, they look a bit worse. But I think to us it's more an issue of access to services than saying they're in a good or a bad state.
So I take it there's an absence of essential services and care for these donkeys. What do you want to do to make it better? How can you change that?
So the approach that we take in our projects is to say, can we build that capacity in the community to enhance animal health and to build the capacity of owners to sort of be aware of ways in which to improve animal health, and then government does have compulsory community service veterinarians. So one of the roles that we're playing, once we have got a group of people that have gone through some training to recognize certain conditions and diseases, we connect them with the local CCS clinics so that when they recognize there's a condition that needs attention, they can bring that in. You know, they can connect the veterinarians. So currently in that area, we are running what's called donkey days. So the donkey care workers would identify sick animals, and then once a month the veterinarians would
go there and help out. Yeah. The person who wrote to us to Good Morning Angels, yes, to angels@jacaranda.fm.com, told us about a spaza shop that, yes, you want to have there, that you want to build.
Yes, so part of, I think, the challenge in any development project is how do you sustain what you're doing.
Because the closest place is that place,
Bochum.
It doesn't sound like the closest place is also very advanced. So you need to bring the kind of care services and at least the stock,
yes,
to, yeah, care for these donkeys closer to these villages.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is to get a mini co-op, so to speak, going, yeah, in the village. So
I love that. That's forward thinking.
Yeah, hopefully so that, you know, there's some form of activity around it. We have set up crushes, you know, handling facilities over the past year or two, and locating an outlet at those facilities will help people have access to product.
So you formed this care group, if, yes, you will. Of care workers. How many care workers are there?
We've got 16 at the moment.
16 care workers that reach out and look after these donkeys, because otherwise they could be walking around with, well, broken legs and things and be suffering and be in great distress, and there's nothing much you can do for them.
Yeah, so we're fortunate to have 10 villages part of the project.
Okay.
So we've got care workers per village, which means you can reach quite a number of animals in that way.
That is so incredible.
Yeah.
That is so incredible. Seriously, you are my heroes. You are the actual angels. People think Good Morning Angels refers to us.
Yeah.
It refers to you. The fact that you care this much, the fact that you've got this much compassion, that you are willing to help out otherwise forgotten animals. You know, people think of their dogs and their cats and the this, and then you just drive past these poor donkeys.
Yeah, I think just
that are completely overworked, neglected, hungry, sore, and it's just and people go, it is what it is. You didn't do that. You formed this care group. And I think it's incredible. And the spaza shop that you want to build. So what kind of spaza shop style, what did you call it just now, like a co-op?
Yeah, a small little... Yeah, so I think we've been thinking about putting up a structure,
yeah,
that can basically house the product and be a central point where when there are donkey days, or, you know, it will be manned by the donkey care workers.
Sure.
And they'll have some schedule of... by which they can.
Are there other people around the country that do this kind of thing?
I think there's a lot of initiative trying to bridge the gap in veterinary services that don't reach the rural areas, and in different forms.
I think the more of this we have in this country, the better. I hope you inspire other people,
mm-hmm,
and not just to look away, but to bring care and health care and vet services closer to where the need is.
Yeah,
I really, really do. What kind of structure? You're talking about a structure. It's just, what would you like, containers or?
Yeah, so we've been thinking of getting a refurbished container. That was one. But then maybe prior to that, looking at a food trailer similar to that. So
okay.
So we sort of still putting resources together to get to what can work and what's affordable.
So you reached out to, well, specifically, was it Annika? Reached out to Good Morning Angels for just some kind of assistance to get this project of yours going in terms of the little container or spaza shop idea, which I think is just brilliant. And I hope that you get it right, and I hope it becomes an example to other rural parts in our country to copy,
yeah,
and to help. And it's not just, obviously, not just for donkeys. Do you know how many animals will benefit from that? Dogs, chickens, pigs,
yeah,
right?
Cattle, yeah.
Cattle, and all that kind of thing. So that's brilliant. Do you take enough time to acknowledge how amazing you are? I brought you all the way here from the Plas.
It was a way.
How many hours did you drive?
Not that far. It was an hour and a half or so.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, awesome. All this way, just to thank you for what you're doing and to congratulate you for an amazing initiative. And to get the ball rolling this morning, I want to donate 50,000 Rand from the Good Morning Angels Fund for this project, for you to get the structure going.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much.
This structure is important to the donkeys and the animals in that area, but it's important in a South African context because it needs to be copied.
South African solutions.
Right?
Yes, South African solutions for South African problems.
We can't just look away. Yeah. Those animals don't have voices.
Yeah.
Da donkie kan if you say, se put the seer nie, die hond kan if you say, hy is honger nie.
And Martin, it uplifts the community because
it does.
It's a donkey. It's that creature helps people live. It really does.
And it also educates people more about animal welfare, right?
Yeah, no, and the awareness of needs. Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's just good for our country. I cannot stress it enough, but I'll stop now. 50,000 Rand.
Yeah, Thank you so much.
How many care workers did you say are there?
We've got 16 at the moment.
From the area?
Yeah, from the area.
Please thank them for us.
Yes, and thank you from every donkey in Louwburg.
No, you're most welcome. But what I want to do is add another 20,000.
Wow.
For the care workers, for you, for the humans. I don't know, maybe you need something around there. Maybe there's something where that 20,000 can be used to make your circumstances there, but better as well.
Thank you. Thanks.
Because I know the donkeys will also say bye, donkey. Someone had to. Just a quick voice note before I let you go.
Martin, best and team. You know, through my travels around Limpopo, I've seen how donkeys been treated, man. They get thrown with rocks to get them out the way. They get whipped. They just stand there. And it's like you can feel their pain. I'm so glad someone stepped up because they really abused animals. And I really feel sorry for them. Good job.
That's it. Good job, Angels. Good job. Thank you, Doctor. Liefde vir almal daar hoor.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.